Hi everybody, this is Tracy. Today I'm going to talk to you about a butt dial. Yes, I actually like saying butt, it's fun. A couple of weeks ago, and this has been on my mind, I was home at night and left my phone in another room, and when I came back to it, I had one of those missed calls, you know, where your phone lights up and whoops, just missed a call. And when I saw it, my heart just like shock and horror and trigger was really what it was. It was a butt dial from my ex-father-in-law. So I naturally went, oh my God, hope everything's okay. Oh no. And then I like sort of went, hello, Tracy. The man's dying of pancreatic cancer and they didn't bother telling you that. What else? Why would they bother calling you to tell you anything? So that kind of like the codependence went, oh right. And then I went, oh shit. Maybe they know about my YouTube channel and maybe they know about the video that I talk about having crazy ex-in-laws, psychopath is I believe what I said, and maybe they found those videos and my heart started to pound and I went, oh, what if they found them? And then I actually, the trigger took me into this kind of thing, right? So it took me into the place of thinking, okay, they found out about the videos. That's one thing. But then I could actually picture my ex-mother-in-law as she is sort of scheming, sort of thinking about how can we get her, we'll make her pay, and the little dog too. I could see her, that was her, the evil queen, and I could see her planning if it was indeed that. And again, my imagination is building this entire scenario because it was probably just a butt dial. But this is what happens when we have triggers. And I'm gonna show you, and go a little further in the depth of my psychotic brain to show you that this is probably what happens to you when you have a trigger. And then I'll teach you and show you what I did to kind of pull myself back out and go, reality check. So I'm building this story in my mind, envisioning the mother-in-law plotting against me, envisioning, the reason that my father-in-law tried to FaceTime me, when the man's never FaceTimed me before, was because he wanted to just tell me how angry he was. He's the very sensitive one. He's a little bit less psychotic than the mother, more controlled by the mother, if that makes sense. But he's very sensitive. So I could see him going, I'm gonna talk it out with her. I'm gonna tell her what I think. It's always about that. And this whole thing is just like whirling in my head. This whole thing took about 10 minutes. And I really saw it instantly as a trigger and went, wait a second, Tracy, calm down. This is, you're bringing it up here to a place where it was a trigger, where there was truth and evidence. There was none. It could have just been a butt dial. And instead of sitting here for the last couple of weeks thinking about the plot, the scheme, and dreaming about it and being afraid of what if, being afraid that I telling my story could somehow, you know, cause me some kind of pain that they would inflict upon me because they are in my story. That's what happens when you know, make mistakes and you do stuff. I tell truth. So whatever. My brain built this whole thing, but then I was able to deconstruct it. I was able to take that trigger and give myself the proof and evidence that there was no proof and evidence and take it down to you're just kind of, you were triggered. You were triggered. That brought back all the floods of information, all of the scenarios, all of their personality types, when I hadn't thought of these assholes in so many years. And then it just flooded back. And as I took took it and I told myself and I convinced myself that, let's say they even were going to do something because I have a YouTube channel. First of all, my lawyers have checked and I can't be sued. But that doesn't mean they can't try to teach me a lesson. But if that day comes, that is the day that I will take actions to do whatever I have to do. That's just the way it is. But if I hold on to that fear and that what if and what if, and if I build that stuff, I would have lost the last 2 weeks to fear. And I've been meaning to do this video. I had a meetup that night. I was teaching a group. I told the story there. And then I have been too busy, so I haven't had time to share this with you. But the importance of us knowing that triggers are coming, it's really important, because guess what? The holidays are coming. It's November. I think it's like November 4th. So if you're watching this next April, just know that I'm talking about the pending Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays and holidays that are coming up. And these are the most triggerful times for victims. Whether you're hot out of the oven like a fresh baked cookie learning about narcissistic abuse, or whether you are still battling with them, or whether you're out of their claws, but these triggers come and they try to suck you back in. I don't want you to go down that trail. I don't want you to experience the holiday trauma. So when those feelings come, when those triggers come and you get emotional, look at it in a different way. Calm yourself down, breathe, sit down, relax, calm yourself however you need to. But then tell yourself the truth that you can't do anything about worrying about tomorrow. You can't worry about something that isn't happening. You're building it up in your mind, and you know, memories can trigger us and bring sadness, right? I wish I was with my family on Thanksgiving. I wish I had my children this holiday, because now they've got to go to their other parent. And these are painful times that we need to go through. We need to cry our ass off that first holiday without our kids. We need to treasure them the second they get home and know that this is just the new way of life, that you're going to have to start to plan some things on some holidays, because there are going to be some where you won't be with them. So as these triggers come, do your best to control them. You can stop them in their track, because fear is really the fear of the unknown. The unknown is tomorrow. So hold on to today, and don't let that fear, don't let it come in, because when you let it in, it controls you. And I don't want that to happen to you guys. So this is Tracy. If you haven't subscribed, please do. If you are looking to get more information, go to my website, narcissistabusesupport.com. We've got all kinds of information. Got some healing tools, and in about a week or so, I'm going to be launching my first course. It's taken me 6 months to make this thing. I've been teaching it for almost 2 years to my groups over and over, and it was a little bit difficult to create the course for you on how to set boundaries different than what I've been teaching in person, because I've got you in front of me and I've had the students here, so I had to like figure it out. Anyway, we're gonna have that on the website and lots of other fun things that are ever changing. So again, this is Tracy Malone. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for my next video. Thanks.